This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On that North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, courtesy of the Dairy Brothers Guardians cast, it's on the free Odyssey app. He's at Dairy Speaks on Twitter. Matt, good morning to you. I thought people were embellishing a little bit over the weekend that, oh, this is the worst Guardians baseball I've seen. And then there were several news outlets that put out stats going, no, this is one of the worst spans of Guardians baseball, Cleveland baseball, in 120 years ever. So, yeah, I think a lot of those people are actually right. This is very well for a certain group of fans who might be of a certain age. This is the worst Guardians baseball they have ever seen in their entire lives.
Oh, that's some intro, Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bad day. It's a bad, bad day.
As somebody that's 52 years old and grew up at the old stadium to watch some really bad teams in the late 70s, all of the 80s. I mean, the 87 team covers Sports Illustrated. Corey Snyder, Joe Carter. There was a game around this time in July of 87. They lost 17-0 to a bad White Sox team. They were 29-53 at the time. And there were no fans in the stands. Those were really dark days. Now they're drawing at Progressive Field. It's a beautiful ballpark. They've got two all-stars on their team in Ramirez and Kwan. But yes, from a statistical standpoint and from the output of the offense, I mean, this is embarrassing. It's really bad. I mean, they cannot score. I get it. Offense is down in baseball. Pitching dominates, but I mean, they out-hit the Tigers this weekend. That's the best team in the American League. They went toe-to-toe with for three games and just could not scratch across enough runs. And part of that is why they lost yesterday, and another part is just the black hole at the catching position right now that is really hurting them and then hurt them defensively yesterday.
All right, obviously, this was really, really rough. The way that things unfolded yesterday in the ninth and then in extras, I mean, that to me kind of signified like this is officially, I said it last week, a lost season, but now it's over, right, Matt? Like this season is over. They will be making trades, and could there be a fire sale?
I don't know about a fire sale, Tone. I think that, yesterday was devastating. You're right. I mean, it was really bad. You have to win that game. You're a strike away. You have got to block that ball. If Bo Naylor's calling for a low splitter from Class A, you got to know it's coming in on a 1-2 pitch low in the dirt, and you block it, and then you go with something up in the zone on 2-2. You have to block that ball. And I got news for you. Go back and watch the McKinstry steal. He had a terrible jump. Naylor had a high pitch to get up and pop up and throw. It was all there for him. And he one-hopped it into Rocchio. The original call was out, but as you can see, he slid in safe, and they overturned it. You got to throw that guy out. You know, I hate to pick on just one guy here, but Bo Naylor's been brutal. And I know his defensive run saved is up the last few weeks from where it was, but it's still 24th, whatever, in the league. It's not good enough. And that yesterday was kind of the Bo Naylor game. I mean, it was bad. But your original question, Anthony, it's going to be very hard to climb out of this. I know there's a lot of baseball left. And if they can climb out of it, what, They get to the third wild card spot, but that's not what we signed up for this year. As my brother points out on the podcast, we were in the ALCS last year, and they, like I told you guys last week, they punted on this season. They just never admitted it, and they're still punting. Well, Chase DeLauder, we got to make him watch him play 4 days in a row first down at AAA. But this is ridiculous. What a slap in the face yesterday to have Lane Thomas go on the IL and you bring up Will Wilson.
So what's the motivation, Matt? There has to be a reason.
The from the front office?
Yeah.
They're sticking with the plan. They've got a plan, and they don't care what you say, I say, Kenny says, Owen, anybody. They are not deviating ever. They wear the same golf shirts every day because they don't deviate. They have the same idea about pitching. They won't they will not deviate. The plan must be, and we don't know because they don't tell you much. When they do talk, the plan must be that DeLauder comes up after the All-Star break, and they are sticking with it no matter what. They're sticking with it. They will not bend. All-Star break, it must be the time. It must be.
Matt Derry joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So even as angry as you are, apparently there is some understanding with you and the front office that you can understand maybe what the front office is dealing with here right now or what they're going through right now with this team, knowing that maybe they have some constraints, or do you feel that maybe heads should roll?
Well, I'm not ready to fire Chris Antonetti or Mike Chernoff. I still think they have done overall for the years they've been here a very good job. They're having a terrible year. They are. I mean, they have failed this season. And whether it's ownership telling them this offseason, hey, look, sell off Jimenez, sell off Naylor, just do it. And that was the narrative from the owner to do it and the edict to do it. Hey, that might be the case. I'm not so sure it was, because Paul Dolan, for the most part, has let these guys handle things a certain way. If the budget was a certain place, and that's where they had to go, but you've stunted the growth of the team trying to build an ALCS by taking away two very good veteran players. And I bought into the Jimenez trade. I did, because I thought getting out from underneath that contract was smart. But the players you've inserted to replace these players are not good enough. Second base is not good. First base has not been good. I know Carlos Santana we love, but you've got to deal him now. He's on a one-year deal. He's 39. He's not a part of your future. And C.J. Cephas is probably, and Kyle Manzardo are probably your first base DH combo for the next, hopefully, 5 to 10 years. So Carlos is going to have to go. But front office, whether it was an edict or not, has not done the job. The players on the field that they put out there are not good enough. And then when they have to bring guys up from AAA, like Will Wilson and others, those guys aren't good enough either. That's the bottom line. Cephas, Juan Brito, Manzardo, who's already up, Chase DeLauder, of course. Let's just see these guys. Get them up here. But they don't. They just will not deviate. They're not. They don't think they're ready.
Do you want to hear more from Stephen Vogt in the post game? Because I think he's reaching Stefanski, Hugh Jackson territory in the repeats. Well, and the reason I say that, I'll tell you the reason I say this, Matt, is I think he secretly knows this ain't a good team. This ain't a good team, and there's nothing I can do with this. But I can't go out there and rip him in the public every day, because Will Wilson is not going to turn into a great player. And neither is Jonathan Rodriguez or Austin Hedges. It does him no good to rip him. Bo Naylor's a big nothing. He's part of their future, I guess, because they have nothing behind him. But I don't know how good it does him to go out and rip those guys, especially when, I can point right back at him and go, where were you when Jose got hit? Were you during that?
I love that Shaq was the big Aristotle.
Yeah.
And he just called the big nothing.
Well, I mean, that's basically what he's been. That's basically, he's 173, his hitting ain't good, his fielding ain't good. What exactly do you do here that gives you any sort of a thought that there's a future to Bo Naylor at all? Sorry, Matt, go ahead.
Well, no, let's get back to the vote thing that you brought up, Kenny. Yeah. I thought last year he was a wizard. He did a fantastic job. He deserved manager of the year. And what he did with that roster that no one expected to do much was amazing. And they made the ALCS. And he took players and put them in the right spots. He got the bullpen. The bullpen was incredible. And he pushed all the right buttons. And you're right, running it back this year with a worse roster, you knew the bullpen was going to regress. You've got a young pitching staff. It's still young. But this is the first week I've been really upset with him, because Friday night, Kyle Manzardo up there down one in the ninth inning, a 2-0 count. And that pitch from Will Vest is basically over the catcher's head. And Dingler framed it, brought it down a little bit. That was ball three. Instead, it was called a strike. Now, 2-1 count instead of 3-0 with Jose Ramirez in the on-deck circle is a big difference. Get out there, Steven, and argue for your guys. Immediately, you'll get tossed because you can't argue balls and strikes. But at least you're building. At least you fire up the squad. You do something. Get out of the dugout, dude. Yesterday, Kwan, first at bat against Skubal. That's ball four outside. And Skubal gets that call. Get out there. Like, remember Manny Acto when he just refused to leave the dugout to argue anything and the players all knew it? They're like, our manager won't come. And Vogt just sits there. Like, I'm not asking him to. You're right. He can't make Jonathan Rodriguez a big league player. He can't make Will Wilson a big league player. He can't just press a button on Bo Naylor's helmet and turn him into a 300 hitter. But what he can do is get out there and defend his guys. And there were some egregious calls this weekend that at least he would have gone out there. Yesterday, Carlos Mendoza, the Mets, they're trying to sweep the Yankees. They're losing. He went out there and just embarrassed the home plate umpire and got tossed. And the crowd loved it. And Vogt's done. He's just sitting there right now. And you're right. He sounded very defeated yesterday. He knew how devastating yesterday was. And now they got to go to Houston. And the Astros are playing as well as anybody in baseball. It's not going to get any easier.
Matt, what I am really thinking about, because I think the season's over. I think most fans are kind of there. And apathy is probably going to set in outside of watching the kids play when the kids finally get called up. Okay, so we all understand that. Do you think this kind of season is sending shockwaves through the front office up to ownership, or are they taking all this in stride and they're just going to talk about bad luck, injuries, just an anomaly for a team that's always been competitive?
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to say because they are very consistent in their messaging. They always have been. They have all been together for so long, so they're on the same page. But you're right, Anthony, the level of anger right now and the disdain that these fans have for this group is pretty high. It is. I mean, you know, Ken mentioned before me, my brother did not go yesterday. He had tickets. That's a pretty big game to go see Skubal, Tigers, Guardians. It's a beautiful Sunday, and it was a little bit hot. My brother won't go down there until the water's up. He doesn't want to see it. It's a bad product. They're boring. They can't score. I mean, poor Gavin Williams yesterday. That guy stood toe-to-toe with Skubal. The other night, Logan Allen pitched his ass off. I mean, Slade Ciccone on Friday made two mistakes. These guys, that group, that starting pitching group, minus now Luis Ortiz, who knows when he'll be back, if ever, they've done a pretty darn good job. They've been battling. I mean, even Cantillo in Chicago the other night gave him everything he could, and they're not getting any help. So I don't know if it's going to make a change, but I think it is time. I mean, Paul Dolan's father, Larry, rest in peace, has passed away. The talk always was that Paul was trying to win one for his dad. Well, it might be time to pass the torch now. It might be time. And it is. It's time.
Well, I'd be as comfortable with it as I've ever been because, you know, before I used to go, hey, man, it's easier to deal with somebody who you know is at least committed to keeping the team in the city. We knew that with Paul Dolan. Well, now, you know, the renovations have been made to the stadium. The lease is in place. Like, if there was a time, it'd be now because I'm sorry. Fans are not going to accept after an ALCS appearance. Well, your TV deal. I mean, I brought that up with Zach Meisel, and he, in so many words, told me I was full of it about that. And, I mean, you got a guy who's as understanding as anybody in Zach, and if he ain't going to let me say it, then I guess I can't say it no more.
Because
what I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to insult the fans and sure. Go, well, yeah, the ownership. Well, I know that it's a baseball thing, so I don't want to just get people mad for no reason. I want something to back it up. But when I got Zach saying that I'm full of it over this, then no, they're – I need to examine myself, and I need to examine the organization. Go, hey, maybe it is time. Maybe it's time to go.
No, you're right. And Zach's as plugged as anybody. He's the best beat writer in baseball. Here's the other thing: the Stephen Kwan situation. If you don't re-sign him and he walks, or you trade him, that stadium's going to be it. You can do all the renovations you want. No one's going to go.
Matt, re-signing. Well, yeah. What? How are they re-signing?
How do I know
him?
He even wants to be here?
Well, that's the thing. You got to show him. Let's say Paul Dolan decides tomorrow, hand it to David Blitzer, and the front office says, we've been given a little bit more leeway or some freedoms, and you've got DeLauder, Brito, and Kafis up, and maybe you add a couple of free agent bats, and you actually spend a little bit and tell Stephen Kwan, watch this, we're going to transform the roster around you and Jose. That, and we got the pitching. Because they do. They've got a lot of Parker Messick's in the futures game. That's another arm for the future. Same with Doug Nikhazy. Not in the futures game, but he's a good pitcher. They got some guys coming on the pitching side. It's the hitting. So maybe that would excite a guy like Stephen Kwan to stay. And again, go to the agent and find out what he wants. Make an effort. You have got to keep him. He's amazing.
Matt Derry, Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Find him on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks. You can find that podcast on the absolutely free Odyssey app. It's fantastic. They do it twice a week. Matt, thank you very much for the time. All the best to you and yours.
All right, fellas, back at you.
Matt Derry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But I would think because
call them like the golf shirt army or whatever he calls them.
They are so analytically driven that it does stand to reason that's one less decision you have to make every day. You throw on the polo and you're good to go. Your little athleisure pants and
Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Steve Jobs.
Yes.
Jeans and a sweater, a black turtleneck every day. Taking out one of the other decisions that I have to make. We're not wasting our time on things we don't have to waste our time on. That was Matt Derry with us just moments ago from the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. You hear it on the free Odyssey app. They do it every couple of days. They do it twice a week. And hasn't been a lot of fun for their podcast here over the last couple of weeks. More on Donovan coming up in a second. I want you guys to hear this audio of Donovan calling out his teammates. But just to get back to this, do you feel that this is more of a blip on the grand radar, or is this a sign of things to come? Do you get nervous about this being a sign of things to come?
I am nervous because, and I told you last week, I gave them the benefit of the doubt. That's gone now going forward. There is no more benefit of the doubt. You've seen that if they're not going to spend money in this way and they can't develop the hitters in this way, then I would expect more of the same with the loss of that cable money, that I should say the local TV money. I am very nervous because I don't see where you could tell me DeLauder, you could tell me all the kids, whatever. Eventually they'll get up here and they'll be fine. But is that going to be instantly next year? Like, I am very nervous about the short term future.
For the good of the franchise, you better talk about selling. Because if this is going to be less on television money, go with me on this real quick. If this is less on television money because it has to, because there's not a lot of money to spend from the television deal, whatever that might be, then you got to get your money from somewhere, and you're not always going to have the revenue sharing. Maybe you will. Maybe they'll hash it out during the CBA this coming year, and this will be a non-starter, for crying out loud. But for the foreseeable future, you're not going to have the type of revenue sharing that you've had in the past. Okay, if you don't have that, then where's your major money going to come from? Well, it's going to come from ticket sales. Revenue from ticket sales. Revenue from local advertising. And if you have less ticket sales coming in and you're not as good of a team, well, then that would have to affect some advertising out there. If you don't have the revenue coming in, then fans will be speaking with their wallets here. And it may force them to make some sort of move where the fans have more power than what they think. Now, I don't know what they have. I think that they would turn right around and probably say that you guys don't come to the ballpark, so we can't spend the money, because you've heard that a million times over in the last 25 years. But still, that might force some sort of a move. So why I think that is that if you can't pay the freight on this anymore, or you're not willing to go into the red to pay the freight on that, and hell, it's your business, you're more than willing to do so. Well, if you have an owner that's ready, then it's time to move on to that owner. Because I can't sit here and say the same damn thing every single year, big picture stuff, because when it comes to the other two teams in town, and you can roll your eyes as hard as you possibly can at all this, but in your heart of hearts, you know it's true. The other two teams in town, if they had the opportunity where they're coming off an Eastern Conference Finals or an AFC Championship game, they're going to do everything they can to try to punch the ticket the next year. The Cavaliers have done all that, and they haven't even come close to the Eastern Conference Finals so far. So you know the other two teams in town, where they have their restrictions and salary in those leagues, grant you. You know they're willing to do that. I can give you every single reason why the Guardians can't. You don't want to hear it anymore. You're not interested in it. If you can't pay it, find somebody who will. And so until that happens, you'll keep hearing the same refrain from fans, because they know it. As much as maybe the Browns, they don't deserve our attention the way the Guardians have over the last decade plus, even though football is what drives everything in America, for crying out loud. Or the Cavs have been a wild franchise. They've been either fun or at least interesting during these last how many years. But when it comes to the Guardians here, you have something that stands in your way, and I think people are flatly tired of it. They live a fantasy when it comes to the Browns. They live a fantasy, and sometimes a nightmare when it comes to the Browns, but they live a fantasy when it comes to the Cavs. I mean, we're talking about LeBron James again, and whether or not that be possible, because it's happened again. You've spoken about Odell Beckham Jr. and made that happen. The Deshaun Watson thing, for better or for worse, that's a big, strong move that happened. For much worse. But you don't have the wherewithal to do any of that. So I can't even start to give my consideration emotionally to you, because I just know that you're just not willing to do it.
Well, this is
so
also,
if I know you're not willing to do it, what the hell are you going to give you my attention for? Go ahead.
This is also the first time that I have heard fans so up in arms, not just a vocal minority, that so many fans are up in arms. It's the first time I had heard the conversation about dumping the front office. Because, as you know, this is not a show point of view.
No.
This is not a Cleveland point of view.
No.
This is a baseball point of view. It's actually a sports point of view, that your front office is one of the best in all of sports. So to hear local fans who have benefited from this front office that has done the most with the least, that's always been kind of their motto, that's been what I think all of us, most rational fans, have been able to say about this front office, that despite the low payrolls, they not only go to the playoffs, they've been able to make some runs over the years, that to hear those same people finally say they're done with the front office,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's startling. That's very different.
I'm trying to stop it from becoming a circular conversation, and it becomes that so many times. And I'll more on that coming up at 9 o'clock. Donovan's calling out his teammates on the, well, really he's calling out one in particular on the Taylor Rooks podcast, and I think you guys are going to love it. Hit it. One moment.
Kenny came up to me and was like, hey, like, Try to get push Evan Mobley. And even more so next year. Push Ev. Ev has the potential, man, and he's continuing to take that rise. And I'm glad he said it. Like, they asked who the next face of the league was in 5 years, and he said himself and Wemby. I love that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And now my push to Ev is I need 20 shots. Mm-hmm. But he has to go and say that. Like, give me the ball. You know, I think for us to be great, and we've said it all year, he has to continue to take a step. So I tell him, like, nah, we need more. Mm-hmm. Demand it. If I don't pass you the ball, get on my ass.
Yeah.
If DG don't give the ball, get on his ass. If Ty don't give it to you, get on his ass. And be okay with that. I think that's something that he's continuing, and he's ready for it. I have no doubt. I talked to him this summer. He's ready for it. He's excited mm-hmm. for it. But, you know, when you're quiet like the way he is, sometimes you got to get out of body a little bit more.
For
and
sure.
I think that's the growth.
I've said this to you before. This is why I think that there's a silver lining on Darius Garland's injury. I think naturally you're going to have to throw the ball inside more to Evan Mobley. And by the time that Darius comes back, like, Darius isn't going to miss most of the year, half the year. I think it's going to be about a month of the season. But by the time Darius comes back, like, hey, we've worked on this through training camp. We've worked on this now through the first month of the season. This is where we have to go. This is what has to be done for us to be successful in April like we haven't been over these last 3 years. It's time for him to mature, and it's time for us to change the way we play a bit, and it's got to start with Evan Mobley. I'm glad that Donovan's saying the quiet part that we've all been screaming here for a while, but somebody of actual consequence had to say it, and Donovan is saying it.
But here's my question. Will there be enough shots to go around with the two guards taking the shots that they do? I mean, you just came off a playoff series in which anybody with eyes could see Darius was struggling. I think it was both physical and mental, the toll that injury had played on him by the end of the series. He had fought it out to play in that series after getting called out by so many, and yet still took more shots in that elimination game than Evan Mobley. The guy that I did not see in that series, I did not see one pacer who was capable of defending him one-on-one. So, yeah, should Evan call for the ball more? Absolutely. Is he going to get the ball more? I don't know.
You got two guards
that want to let it fly from 28 feet.
Exactly. You have two guards that I think will turn isolationist because they don't necessarily trust everybody else. And I think that's been a part of the problem with both of those guys in the backcourt. Not just their size, but with that type of mentality. This is where Evan's going to have to stand there and call for it the way that Donovan says. He's going to have to say, you wanted me to do this. Now I'm doing it. Give me the damn ball. He's going to have to do that. Or we're going to have these problems there in the future. Because as of right now, hey, we could talk about LeBron James to death. And in so many ways, we have already as a station. I mean, I can bring up LeBron. You can bring up LeBron and the changes that will have to be made. And obviously, if they brought in LeBron, it wouldn't include Donovan. Darius Garland would no longer be with the team. And probably Jared Allen wouldn't be either. Okay, but as of right now, the most realistic scenario is that they all come back. And if they all come back, then something serious is going to have to change. You've been calling for Evan to take a step up. I think to a certain degree I have as well. If it's going to change for the better, if this is what they are, this is their shot. Because I think at the end of next year, if they don't get past the second round next year, then I think a lot of people are just going to give up on this version of the Cavs. And by that time, you're going to go, is Evan ever going to take that step? Is he ever going to be that guy? Or are they not willing to push him? Is he not willing to push himself to be that guy? So this is a critical year for Evan. It's a critical year for the Cleveland Cavaliers and what they're trying to do. Because as of right now, the most realistic scenario is that they all come back. So you guys are going to have to figure it out on the floor together like you haven't been able to do over the last three seasons.
I will add, it's going to be huge for Evan Mobley to take that next step again. We're always talking about steps, and we're debating whether they are leaps or not. Either way, in the end, it has to be so much better because what do we know? What is the one pattern that has been established with this Cavs team come playoffs? Well, one, Donovan Mitchell, he puts the entire team on his back, and then he is out of steam in the second round.
Yeah.
Like halfway through the second round. Guys, to win a championship or to even play for one, you got to play for another two series after the one that they keep getting eliminated in. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, whether it's injuries, whether it is just bad luck, the way the officiating is and the way they allow physicality come postseason, Darius Garland is a shell of who he is in the regular season. He is a shell of that player come postseason.
Well, you think about guys
so
even
they
being,
need Evan to step up.
And even with guys being gassed, I mean, you're playing a Miami Heat team that's really disinterested and he's still tired. So, yes, somebody else is going to have to step up. And, yeah, it's right now it's their whole team. It's the entire franchise of what they have, because I don't think that they can really make those changes. As much as we can talk about LeBron, I still don't find it to be very realistic. I think LeBron wants it to be realistic in some way, because I think he wants something exciting, something that helps his legacy, for whatever that is, at the end of his career, to not feel like he's just going through the motions and taking people's little trinkets as he starts his retirement. I think he wants to play for something, but in all reality, it's not going to include him. I can't just get some LeBron bailout again or expect one again. So it's got to be these guys, and it's going to have to be, if anybody's bailing you out, it's Evan Mobley, who's as quiet as a church mouse. Coming up at 9 o'clock, should heads actually roll at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, or are people just blowing off steam? Coming up in 5 minutes, if Shador doesn't make it here, he can make it anywhere in Canada. That's at 8:43 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
tiny,
inevitable. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah!
Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. I haven't read any. I just saw the headline on it.
Well,
I'm
look
mention
at the
that.
Mid-American Conference pipeline. We got Harold Fannin.
I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm just going, man, that's a story. But if somebody would have said, like, if you're getting Wayne Krabet vibes from Julian Edelman, you're not wrong. Like, do you think anybody would have thought that back then?
No, yeah.
How about that poll? Wayne Krabet, Wayne Sherbert, huh? Yeah, yeah. Football guy. I know my football guys. All right. Well, we'll see. Speaking of, if Shador Sanders can't make it here, he can make it in Canada. Pro Football Talk put it out over the weekend that the CFL, on their official websites, they have something there that the Toronto Argonauts have the negotiation rights to Shador Sanders, the same as they did after late April, the Browns, after Sanders fell to pick number 144 in the draft, and people keep bringing it up again because if he isn't able to make the active roster coming out of the training camp, that he could possibly go play for the Toronto Argonauts. Do you believe there's a possibility that he could ever play for the Toronto Argonauts, Tone? We
okay,
go to you.
Is this a yearly stunt by the CFL teams to do this?
There's always somebody that falls and are always like, hey, because they got to make news too. They're an entertainment business as well.
It's the same reason that
football players get drafted in the MLB draft in the 38th round or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, that does happen. Didn't this happen with Manziel?
Into Canada?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
I swear I could have.
I'd rather play in Canada than the UFL. That's not off base, right? Or XFL. Well, what's it called?
Is it the UFL?
It's the UFL.
Well, the XFL Canada. And the USFL merged and they became the UFL.
Okay.
It's different rules in Canada. At least the UFL's the same rules.
But the difference is in Canada, yes, you're right, different rules, but fans. It is something. They do have fan bases. There's something to be said for playing in front of sold out or at the very least, like three-fourths capacity crowds. That still get the you could get the juices flowing. I don't know what they pay.
We got a buddy. He either works for him or he is just a huge fan. I'm not sure. We have a buddy in Winnipeg who's a Blue Bombers guy. That place looks filled every time they show him on social media. I'll take that. If I were, I don't think you're going up there to play for fans, but
I've got the account CFL attendances pulled up right now.
What do we got? What's the average?
Was I talking out of my
Calgary? Is 22,000.
That's not
500.
That's an average.
Montreal, it's week attendance. It was I'm guessing for this week.
Yeah.
Montreal 21,100. Edmonton 16,500. And those Argonauts in Toronto, they've only got 12,700.
Whoa! What happened to the once proud Argonauts? But compare
that's
that
still early in the year.
But compare that.
John Candy isn't alive.
Well, yeah, I mean they've had hockey. They've been going up against hockey at the same time. Yeah. But
Edmonton, who was in the final, they've got 16,500.
Okay, so compare that to the attendance. And
imagine the plane trip to that one.
Yeah, true. I'm sorry, what did you
say? Just compare it to the other league that we're talking about.
Let me see if I can find numbers on that.
I think whatever it is,
it's a lie. There can't be more than 700 people at some of these games.
I think St. Louis actually draws.
Do they?
Well, what's your definition of draw? If they're playing in the, not the RCA Dome, the Edward Jones Dome, right?
Yeah. It's called something else.
Okay,
now
that place holds 50-something thousand. So if you have 50-something thousand, say you have 20,000. I think 20,000 people for a USF or UFL game would be amazing. I see some of them pictures, Tone. It looks like they're drawing 5,000 people, if that.
Yeah.
So plus there's history, and the league's been around, so it's not like you're going to go bust at any time. I would say that both leagues would be okay for a passer. But I think the Canadian three-down system would be more conducive to throwing, wouldn't it? So at least he'd get all the reps he possibly could.
And he'd get an extra receiver.
It doesn't matter. He's not.
They've got 12 on the field.
He's going to at least be on the opening day roster. He'll at least be that. I mean, guys, he has to turn around and throw the ball backwards every single play for him to not make this opening day roster. He's going to be on the active roster. Austin Monaco says that Manziel was drafted by the Padres as well. Yeah, there is. I mean, didn't Russell Wilson play a minor league baseball game once?
Actually, went through a few.
Yeah, like as a current NFL quarterback.
Well, like Tom Brady got drafted by the Expos, and at least you get a rookie card out of that deal.
Garth Brooks, Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell got drafted by 12 team.
216-474-0092. Josh and Berea, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Josh.
I mean, hey, I lived in Canada for 6 months, man. Them Canadians, they love their Canadian football. They even like, you know, missing field goals and still winning the game. Learn about that rule. It's kind of crazy.
I didn't know anything about that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's. I forgot that it's some Canadian term. You miss the field goal, but you make the distance, you get a point. So if the game's 30-30 and the kicker makes the distance, you win. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not the most un-American
thing I've ever seen.
That seems kind of nuts, but that's not that terrible. Okay, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, I was talking about Donovan Mitchell's comments on Evan Mobley and how like awesome it is to hear that, because I know we like to harp on other guys like Darius Garland, the 4 years he's been in the playoffs, but Evan's been in the playoffs for 4 years, too, and he kind of just gets a pass. And it's time for him, because I hear all his players sing praises for him. Hell, it seems like Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland are the reason why he won Defensive Player of the Year. I don't hear anything from Evan Mobley.
Because
I hear KG saying it's time for him to become more of a vocal guy last offseason. Now you're hearing it from Donovan Mitchell. I think it's time for Evan Mobley. Like, I don't see that these two guards want to not give Evan Mobley the ball. I just see at times Evan Mobley is timid and doesn't want to ask for the ball. Like, he needs to be more demonstrative.
I agree.
That's what all the big greats do that. I mean, think about it. KG had to tell Paul Pierce and Ray Allen, give me the ball. Shaq had to tell all the greats, give me the ball.
I agree, Kobe, but I think that's also, I think Josh, that's also one of the reasons why we give him so much leeway, is because he is a quiet guy, and we know that he has this world of possibilities, but he doesn't talk about it. He lets other people talk about it. But I just think we're reaching a point here where, yeah, you're right, and Donovan Mitchell's right as well, where we're getting to a put-up-or-shut-up time with this team and where they're at with what they've done. And I can't just expect LeBron James to fall out of the sky again. So if there's that, then yeah, somebody's going to have to step up and be that true dominant force, and it's going to have to be Evan Mobley. Donovan can only do so much. He knows that.
Yeah, and it's also – maybe he's Tim Duncan. Maybe he's going to be a quiet leader. I don't know. I don't see that. I think he has more parallels to Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
Like, be more effective in the mid-range. Find your spots. Play the, you know, trailing defensive spot like you do well. All that's great, but just find your mid-range spots. You heard Kevin Garnett talk about it. Like, the elites know the mid-range. They still take the mid-range shot. We should allow Evan Mobley to be like, hey, 15 feet, 18 feet. You like the look, take it. Like, there also has to be a coaching philosophy there, too. Like, Kenny has to, he can talk all that game, but we need to see actual, like, hey, like we did with Kevin Love early on. First quarter, let's give him all the shots and let's see where it's going on, especially with the silver lining of Darius Garland being out all probably the first month.
I agree, Josh. I agree, Josh. Thank you very much for the call.
What's so funny, what's maybe more disheartening, is that all last year we talked about all these amazing plays and the sets and the way they utilize the bench and the rotations and Atkinson, this mastery over all of this. And then we got in the playoffs, it looked identical from the J.B. Bickerstaff teams, no different. So does that mean it's really on the players
in
the end?
I think it's a player thing. That's what, again, the Kevin thing, or excuse me, the Kenny thing compared to J.B., it made me realize that I was looking for reasons to let go of J.B. because we all thought that J.B. was going to be gone. So when you know he's going to be gone, you start to look for reasons why you don't like that guy anymore. J.B.'s a fine coach, so is Kenny Atkinson. I have to look in the direction of the players and go, are these the ones that can actually make it work? By the way, I kept thinking that Toronto, the Argos, played in the Sky Dome. They don't. They play at BMO Field, which holds about 25,000. So that 12,000 doesn't look as bad as 28,180. So it doesn't look as bad as what you'd make it out to be then. So not very great. So he can go play there, but he ain't going to play there. He's going to play right for the Cleveland Browns. Coming up in 5 minutes, you can say you're done, but you're still a Cleveland sports fan. You can't be quitting on the Guardians, can you? Even though they've made it easy, 5 minutes away on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.